are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Welcome to Christian's Family Values, where I am your host, Christian from Philly. Now, before we get on with the show and before I introduce my parents, I would just like to say congratulations are in order. Because of you guys and your support and love, we are now the number one rated show in the World Generation Podcast Network. So I want to can't believe it. Our pilot was just a pilot, but already we are the number one rated show on the network, and I would just like to say thank you, all of you, for listening in. You guys are the reason why I do this thing, and yeah, but first, let's introduce my co-host, my parents. First, for my mom, give my mom a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Mama.
Thank you.
So, Mom, we're the number one rated show on the network now.
Get out of here. Really? Well, you know what? The credit goes
after our debut last week, we're already the number one rated TV network.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm so happy and so proud of you. And the crew that you're working with is wonderful, too. So they play a big part in this, too.
Thanks, Mom. But next is my dad, my second co-host. He is the Joker, but sometimes he has a double personality. He may come into a new character. Maybe not. The Joker. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joker, how you doing?
Yeah. All right. How you doing, son? I want to say thank you for the people out there in the worst wrestling world. I'm so glad you are listening to the show.
We're number one now.
Oh, wow. You are? That is so wonderful. I'm so very proud of you, son, for having this beautiful and great talk show that you have at this moment.
Thanks, Dad. But enough about that. We're going to discuss and review what I consider the worst WWE pay-per-view of 2019. I'm here to talk about Money in the Bank 2019. What a fucking awful show.
Oh my God.
My parents and I sat through 3 hours, probably 4 hours of fucking awful shit. There was only a few good moments in this pay-per-view, but let's be fucking real, people. This fucking pay-per-view fucking tanked. And you know why they fucking tanked? Because of three letters. AEW. They know that the competition is coming, and they fucking panicked throughout the pay-per-view. And you could see it. There were signs that they were fucking panicking. So let's start off with the pre-show. Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan versus the Usos. Now, they lied to us, WWE. They said that this was for the championships, but it actually wasn't. But they never told us it wasn't for the titles.
Exactly. They weren't clear about that from the get-go,
They never told anyone about it. They never said it was for the titles or anything. But let's start with it. It was an okay match. The Usos won. Now they're on contendership for the titles for whatever reason. It already starts with a complaint of mine. That is Daniel Bryan being on the fucking pre-show. Mm-hmm. Why is Daniel Bryan, the guy that was a former world champion not too long ago, in a fucking pre-show with a fucking tag match? I don't fucking get it. It's fucking terrible.
I agree with you.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on the match and why did it happen?
First of all, this is royally, it was a royal mess. I mean, it was such a mess. I kept asking you, what time is it, son? What time? Is it over yet? Because it went on too long. It was too boring. It shouldn't have been like that. The most disappointing part from the beginning, the pre-show, Daniel Bryan should have been in the pre-show. He should have been in the main Money in the Bank, and he wasn't. He was showcased in the pre-show. How can you do that to that man? After all he's done and all he's worked for, come on. It was just a mess. That's my opinion, a mess.
Well, let's go to Joker, because he also saw the match. Joker, what did you thought about the tag match? Why did Daniel Bryan been on the pre-show?
Oh, wow. That was actually like a clusterfuck there. I mean, really, the man, like a month ago, he was a champion, and he was doing so great. And here they put him on a piece. No. They're messing up with this man's career at this moment. I don't see. I mean, come on. You know, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
They could have put him with somebody better than the Usos.
I agree. I agree with you, Joker.
Well, the Usos aren't bad wrestlers. It's that their fucking characters are fucking dumb and stupid. That's the fucking complaint right there. Their fucking characters are awful.
Yeah, they remind me of the high school prankster and not serious enough. I mean, that's their character, but don't get me wrong.
They used to be gangsters on SmackDown, but ever since they moved to Raw, they acted like fucking degenerate males. Degenerate.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Fucking degenerate.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't like what they did to Daniel Bryan. Sorry.
Well, his character's okay. It's just that, you know, he didn't deserve to be in the pre-show. But next, we go to the main show, the first match of the night, and I fucking hated it. I thought it was fucking boring. And I'm not a sexist, by the way. I know there's some people going to think, well, I'm fucking sexist. No, I'm not fucking sexist. I just fucking thought it was fucking boring. Women's Money in the Bank match. It was fucking terrible. Like, first of all, it was a complete clusterfuck. The spots were fucking terrible. The women were fucking slow. Nikki Cross was horrible, all right? Everyone keeps saying that Nikki Cross is a good athlete. She's fucking not. She's fucking slow as fuck. And now her character's fucking ruined. They're turning her into a fucking stupid fucking stalker or whatever. She looks like a fucking fan from the crowd. She doesn't look like a wrestler now.
Well, at the beginning, I'm sorry. Go ahead, son.
So, Bayley won, by the way, but, you know, it ruined my fucking prediction that I had last week, what happened. I think if it would have went to what I predicted on fucking Fatal 4-Way, it would have been much fucking better. But no, instead, Bayley's still a fucking babyface for no fucking reason. She's probably going to lose the title. She's probably going to lose the title to Charlotte in the next pay-per-view or whatever. She's not going to hold the title for long, so what the fuck's the point of this? But, whatever. Mom, what's your response to this fucking awful match? You're a woman. What's your fucking reply?
Last time I checked, yes, I'm a woman. I'm still a woman. First of all, it was very disappointing, and it was a fucking mess. All those females, what were they doing? Actually, what the hell were they doing in the ring? Nothing. I mean, yeah, Bayley won the suit. I mean, she took the suitcase, but I don't think she did enough in the ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, throughout her career, she's done good and earned her spot. Mm-hmm. But in the ring that night, it was not enough. it was not enough for me. I needed more excitement. I needed more of the females to come out stronger. And they were a joke, really, a very, very bad joke.
But, Mom, you have to understand they're all fucking useless. They're all worthless. Every single one of them. Not a single one is a fucking star, all right? The women in the WWE are fucking awful. None of them are a fucking star. They have no fucking charisma. They have nothing. And I understand people are going to say, oh, yo, Alexa Bliss has fucking charisma. So fucking what? She does the same fucking shit every fucking Monday. It gets fucking stale. It gets boring. I'm sorry, Minister. I know you love her, but fuck me. Even you have to get bored with her every once in a while. She's getting fucking stale. And she gets too much concussed because, you know, she is fucking awful. They're all awful. None of them are fucking good. I don't even like any of them. You think I like any of these fucking women? You know that I fucking take a piss break every time the fucking women's match comes back. And this whole fucking evolution was to stop the piss breaks. But guess what? I'm still taking a shit every time a fucking women's match comes out.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's true. It's true what you're saying. I mean, it was boring, and you had to look at the clock. I was looking at the clock constantly. When is this over? When is this shit over? I mean, I want to go to sleep. I don't want to stay awake and looking at blandness. You know, and this is a woman.
This is a woman who's saying that, people. This is a fucking woman. So women who are fucking... It's a fucking woman that's giving a response there. It's a fucking woman that's giving her opinion right now. There, see, yeah. I'm letting women have an opinion. I'm not a sexist.
No, you're far from that. My son, you're not like that.
Yeah.
What do you think your father thought about it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Joker, what do you thought about this fucking boring fuck fest?
Oh, you're going to love my comment because, honestly, you know, the women's, they always have that time of the month, you know.
Oh,
and when they do get bad, they start getting kind of slow. So to me, that was like one of the times of one time of the month type of deal, you know.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure
they were all
women?
No, they all sucked. They really all sucked. I mean, come on. Some of the moves that they did, it looked like it was really actually rehearsed. And then to top it off, this Bayley woman, come on. Really? You won the case, but you didn't work for it.
You have to understand, you have to understand, she's one of the four cunts of the
league. My God, no.
Well,
no.
They should have slapped her with a briefcase.
You have to understand.
Instead of grabbing and slapping her with it.
She's one of the four cunts. That's Charlotte, Becky Lynch, that fucking bitch Sasha Banks, and fucking Bayley. She's one of the four cunts. So, of course, she's going to get the fucking most opportunity. Because those are the only four that get the most opportunity. Why else do you think that fucking Charlotte and Becky were in the main event this year in that fucking awful triple threat match? That fucking overhyped as fuck. And it failed miserably.
Well, I think now that you brought Sasha, she must be kicking her ass right now that Bayley won Money in the Bank.
But that's her best friend, though, so she wouldn't care.
No. I don't take it from a woman point of view. There's no such thing as, oh, I'm your friend, and that I'm happy for you. No. If I be happy for you in front of your face, but when you turn around, the knife starts, they're throwing knives on your back. So I don't believe that.
Yeah,
no.
And that's why they call it the jealous bitch. Yeah, jealous bitch.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to the next match. Another fucking awful match. I swear, these two have somehow, I don't know how. Like, these two should be having great matches. But instead, two pay-per-views in a row, they had fucking awful matches. Joe versus Ray for the U.S. belt. Well, you saw what happened. Samoa Joe got his nose broken. He had his nose busted, and he was bleeding. Ray won, but Dad's excited for no reason because I thought it was fucking awful. It was fucking awful.
No.
I'm excited.
I'm excited because last week I had said that for us to get entertainment, there has to be blood. I saw some blood this time.
But that was pathetic blood. That wasn't good blood. That was pathetic.
I agree with you, son. It was an awful match. It was too quick. The bloody accident that happened added a little bit more of drama versus how I think I concentrated more on his nose bleed than anything else.
Right.
I don't remember ever remembering anything that day on the ring. I just remember the nosebleed.
Exactly. What more drama you want? I mean, when he saw himself bleeding, the kind of face that he put, what more drama do you
God.
Want?
Yeah, he was in shock.
He was surprised.
Fuck Ray. He's supposed to put over talent. Instead, he's fucking winning titles and shit. Fuck him. Fuck Ray Mysterio. I don't know why this fucking guy is back in the fucking WWE. He hardly even has matches on fucking Raw. Like, the one good match from Raw was against Cesaro, but he fucking wins against Cesaro. Isn't he supposed to be putting talent over? He hasn't put fucking talent over since then. He fucking beat Andrade. He fucking beat Samoa Joe. He's beaten fucking Cesaro. This guy hasn't put over anybody rarely. What the fuck is wrong with him? Fuck Ray. He should go to AEW or some shit, but not in WWE. And fucking Joe looks like a big fucking loser. Joe looks like a big fucking loser. He's been a fucking loser since he debuted in the main fucking roster.
He actually looked like a chump in the ring when he noticed that he was bleeding. He was like,
he's been looking he's been looking like a fucking chump. He lost the fucking Sasha a bunch of times. He lost to Rey Mysterio now twice. Fucking awful, dude. Fuck Joe too. You know what? Fuck him. He can leave WWE too.
This guy is a big, bad, strong guy, and he got beaten by a tiny little Mexican. I'm sorry, I'm not racist, but it's the truth. You know,
little fucking chihuahua. Little fucking fucking idiot Rey Mysterio. I fucking hate him. Now his son is gonna be in, and now probably his son is gonna be in the fucking wrestling business with fucking Rey and WWE. Oh, fuck me.
What happened? Is it true that his son is training for the same thing, or?
Yes, he fucking is, and he's gonna get the same fucking privileges as fucking Rey, and that's gonna fucking piss me off. Because he sounds like a fucking boring character. Have you seen him fucking talk in those fucking backstage segments? Fucking God, he's abysmal.
He's definitely gonna get bitch slapped.
He's a fucking bitch.
Oh my God. It's true. He looks too weak, too nerdy. The kid looks nerdy, and you don't want that.
Next.
Yeah, he's going to look for daddy.
All right, next, Miz versus Shane McMahon. It's not bad enough that fucking Joe looks like a bitch, but Miz looks like an even bigger bitch now because he's a fucking loser. This face turn has been a fucking failure. Fucking Miz loses to fucking Shane again in another bullshit fucking way. And by the way, you can't fucking have rope breaks in a steel cage match. The referee fucked up there. The match is ready to fuck up right there. They did this twice in the match, right? The fucking rope break and the fucking steel cage.
Uh-huh.
There's no fucking rope break in steel cage matches. The match was okay. It wasn't that good. It was okay. Shane didn't hardly do any cool spots. All he did was I don't even remember what he did. He fucking dragged him off the steel cage. That's about fucking it. That's all the cool spots he did. And then there was fucking steel chair shots. But that's about fucking it. And then the way Shane McMahon went was fucking stupid, too, with the fucking shirt. Fucking horrible, dude. Miz looked like a fucking loser, as always. Fuck me, dude. I think
son, what was going on with the Miz, he's losing momentum. He had that moment, but by character. His character is a wimp now. There's no...
No.
The Miz is not the same. You know?
No, it's because he's feuding with Shane. That's what's the fucking problem. He should have feuded with Daniel Bryan. He should have went after Daniel Bryan for the fucking title. But no, they decided to fucking team him up with fucking Shane for no fucking reason and then turn Shane heel for no fucking reason whatsoever because everybody wanted a fucking heel Shane McMahon, yeah? In 2019, they wanted a heel Shane McMahon, okay. And then they have a fucking two awful matches, one in the fucking False Count Anywhere match where Shane should have lost, but Miz lost instead. And then this pay-per-view, we have him lose in a fucking stupid way again. So fuck Miz,
well,
I'm done with the Miz now.
I know, you're fucking mad, right, son? You're fucking mad. And I agree with you 100% because what's going on here, the feud between the Miz and Daniel Bryan was great. I loved it. There was a lot of energy.
I liked
it better than now with the instead of Miz and versus Shane. I don't like that. I honestly don't find anything amusing about that. But when he was feuding with Daniel Bryan, that was different. It was different. It was exciting, entertaining. But he lost momentum. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I think the way I see it, too, I mean, you have to realize the man is, Shane is the big man here. And, you know, them two fighting in that cage match, come on, give them a little credit. Even though the ending it sucked because there's no way, you know, Shane is going to win. I mean, really? Sliding off a shirt? Who ever sees anything like that?
I'm sorry, but that was stupid. That was stupid. I mean, that was not... I'm sure that wasn't rehearsed or... That just happened because it happened and he went with it. You know? But that was stupid. It looked so corny. I'm sorry. I mean, that's the way you won? By loosening your shirt? Oh, my God. Forget it.
I mean,
you started with that.
And right now, the Miz, come on. Right now, the way I see it, every time he goes inside the ring, everybody's going to be expecting for him to lose the match every single time. But that's his fault.
All right. Now it's time for a fucking Becky no fucking belt, Becky one belt, fucking Irish bitch, versus fucking Lacey Evans. Lazy. Fuck
Lacey. Make sure you say it right. Lacey Evans.
Oh, fuck this match. This match was fucking garbage. Lacey Evans is fucking trash. She may cut a decent promo, but she's fucking garbage in the fucking ring. Monday Night proved it to you when that fucking awful six-woman tag they had. Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She's fucking useless. This fucking match was fucking awful. Becky Lynch didn't even get hurt throughout the entire match. The match was fucking short as fuck for, 5 to 10 minutes? It was fucking awful. Fucking Lacey Evans was fucking slow as fuck. And
I think, you're right, son. Her promo is excellent. Her skills on that is excellent, but she's not a good wrestler. I'm sorry. She's not a good wrestler.
And then there's the finish. I don't know who fucked up here. I don't know if the fucking ref fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Lacey fucked up. I don't know if Lacey fucked up. But somebody fucked up in that last bit. And then when Sasha and Becky finally... And then when Becky finally tapped her out. Oh, my fuck. That's the slowest fucking tap I've ever seen in fucking wrestling. Did you see that fucking tap? It was fucking awful. Who the fuck does that?
I would like to review that again because I want to see who made the mistake between the referee that took too much time to go over the other side or like you said, Becky, or it could be all three at the same time.
The most fakest tap out I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah.
This bitch fucking sucks. She doesn't
deserve
to be on fucking TV. And so does the fucking Iconics and fucking
God.
Fuck those bitches.
Sure.
And fuck the Wyatt Squad. Fuck Mandy Rose, too. Fuck all these bitches. I'm sorry, Batman, but you're fucking wrong. None of these fucking bitches are fucking stars, all right? You're fucking wrong. I respect you, bro, but you're fucking wrong. None of these bitches are stars.
You have to respect his opinion, whether you agree with it or not.
I respect his opinion, but it's fucking wrong. These bitches are fucking awful. They bring nothing to the table.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, now that they brought this woman revolution or evolution or whatever you wanna call it, they have to keep going with it. Even if it's bad, they have to keep going. Huh?
It's sickening. There's more negative than positive for this fucking shit.
I understand.
I agree. We have fucking Renee Young, who's fucking terrible in commentary, who says fucking stupid shit. We have fucking Becky Lynch, who's fucking obnoxious now. We have Charlotte Flair, who doesn't shut the fuck up on TV. and the rest are fucking stupid bitches, all right? I'm sick of this fucking evolution bullshit. Fucking Iconics are the worst fucking female champions
I've
ever fucking seen. They're
irritating.
They're not fucking funny. They're not funny at all. Their shit isn't fucking funny. They're fucking horrible wrestlers.
I feel sorry. They look like a man. They look like a man.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I hate them.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. That match was the worst. I mean, like, in the world of wrestling, the females back then, they used to hit hard, and they knew what they were doing. Now, this referee, he's stuck in the middle of a countdown like somebody fought it. And he didn't know who was it, okay? Really? You're going to stop in the middle of a countdown to see what was going to be done? Listen.
That's embarrassing. Fire
the referee. Get him out of there. He don't know what he's doing.
Yep. I agree. I agree 100% because it was a mess. We didn't know who had the fault here. I think all of them.
And then Charlotte. I mean, what was wrong with Charlotte? Charlotte with all this big Kool-Aid smile on her. What's wrong with you, lady?
Like, that was fucking, it was weird. It's true. It was weird how she came out and told Becky, come on, I'm ready, come on. Oh, please, shut the fuck up. Okay, what's wrong with you?
I mean, she reminded me of the Kool-Aid commercial. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how she came bursting out like at the arena. And come on. Okay, now, yes, now. I'm saying, what the hell is going on with her tonight? Is she okay? You know, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good. You're right. Not good.
Well, you just finished the Charlotte match, but let's get fuck that match, by the way. Becky Bailey cashed in and became the new SmackDown champion, but I don't give a fuck about that because she's gonna lose the title the next pay per view anyway. Let's move on to what I consider to be the worst match of 2019: Roman fucking Reigns, the fucking dog himself, the snarling dog, shitty dog, versus fucking Elias. This fucking match fucking sucked. I fucking hate him. I hate his fucking character. I hate his fucking wrestling. I fucking hate him. He is ruining fucking professional wrestling. He's killing SmackDown. He's killing Raw. He's one of the reasons why the ratings are fucking down. I fucking hate him, dude. I hate him officially. I don't want this fucker on TV. I don't want this fucker on fucking merchandises no more. Fuck him.
Well, can I say something? I think, honestly, and I did discuss this with you earlier, son, that Roman, I don't think they want him to do too much physically because of what he's going through with his disease. But it makes him seem, like, again, I hate the word chump. And also, it's embarrassing. I honestly think they don't want him to get physically hurt. And they put him with a weaker wrestler. Like,
exactly that. Exactly my thought. Exactly,
yes.
My thought, Big Mama. Because if you want to talk about Trump, talk about Elias. What's wrong with this guy?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Are you going to be a wrestler or are you going to be a guitar player?
From a rock and roll
into music, do better playing the guitar than you do wrestling.
Exactly. Point. Yeah, you're right, Joker. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
I mean, come on, dog. This match lasted 3 seconds. It reminded me exactly when I used to see boxing, and Tyson used to go to the ring, knock the guy out in 1 second, and that was it. That was all over. That reminded me of this Roman and Elias match this time. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It was just, I don't know, it's going down the tube. Honestly, going down the toilet with everything they're setting up for these wrestlers.
Yeah. By the way, people, we're ending the show early at 8 o'clock because we have a lot of things to do at home. And, you know, we have a lot of shit to do. And, you know, fuck WWE.
Yes.
That's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, the next... I don't even remember the fucking next thing.
How about that?
Oh, yeah.
How about Cruiserweight? Can we talk about the Cruiserweight?
Oh, yeah. The fucking abysmal Cruiserweight match for the Cruiserweight Championship. You know what? I know who the wrestlers are, but I don't want to fucking name them because they did a fucking terrible job in this fucking match. You talk about a Cruiserweight match? This was a fucking Cruiserweight match to you? The people were fucking bored out of their mind. I don't know why this was even on the main show. Why the fuck did this come on the main show?
Daniel Bryan should have been... Daniel Bryan, oh, you were, take a nap because, it was like nap time at that point. These wrestlers were stupid. They didn't hit the mark. It was a waste of time. I thought they took away the spotlight. It should have been Daniel Bryan, not these two losers. I don't know. I don't even remember their names. That's how much I don't remember any. I remember the Cruiserweight a little bit, but the fact of the matter is they should have put Daniel Bryan in that time slot. It was a waste of time with these two characters, my opinion.
Well, the way I see it, I don't know. I remember saying to you, was it over? But honestly,
yes.
I took a nap.
Yeah,
it over? Because I was like,
woo.
I was like, woo. And next thing I know, it was over. I mean, this Cruiserweight match, it really didn't do nothing for me. I mean, really, it didn't have no excitement whatsoever, and really, it was some... It was shit! It was shit!
Yeah, it was a shitty filler. They filled that time slot with something that, you know, it didn't come out the greatest idea. It didn't come out across the great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, whoever wrote this...
What?
No, you can finish.
Go ahead, Joker.
No, that's what I said. Whoever wrote this, Money in the Bank, I don't know. He must have been out of the space. He wasn't here. He wasn't on Earth.
No.
He was not here. He must have been taking his meds.
Yeah. By the way, people, it's time for the what's going to be for leftover night tonight segment, where I tell you what's going to happen, what am I going to eat for leftovers tonight. That's part of the show now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's part of the show. And tonight's leftover night is going to be my mom's famous red rice and beans that's in the fridge right now. So I'm going to fucking eat it after the show. Because,
tell
you know,
tell, Tell the audience how good your mama cooks. Tell them.
My mom's a better fucking cook, and she's a better cook than the fucking people in catering in WWE, because I bet you 10 to 1. Because that's why the fucking people are fucking skinny or fucking fat. Because those
you
people
go.
Are fucking skinny and fat.
Tell the truth. Preach. 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 Thank you for the compliment, son.
So that's the leftover week. My mom's, I'm going to eat my mom's fucking rice and beans, because all this talk about bashing WWE, all this fucking talk about bashing WWE is making me fucking hungry. And I'm going to fucking eat and forget about this fucking awful pay-per-view.
Replace it with something yummy on your tummy. Forget the WWE. Oh, money in the bank. Disgusting.
Yeah. So anyway, next was, I don't even fucking remember.
AJ and Seth.
AJ versus Seth Rollins. It was a good match. It was okay. It was great, actually. One of the best matches of the fucking pay-per-view. Too bad it should have happened at SummerSlam and not fucking Money in the Bank. And AJ Styles isn't fucking heel. He's back to being babyface. And it looks like he's got a feud with Baron Corbin. Isn't that great? A feud between AJ Styles and Baron Corbin. That's going to fucking sell tickets. That's going to fucking put people into fucking seats on a fucking stadium. Yep. AJ Styles is fucking Baron Corbin, the guy who's fucking ruining WWE right now.
It was kind of, in my opinion, it was slow at the beginning, but then it picked up and it got interesting. I like the fact that at the end of the match, he came towards Seth and you know, handed out his hand and it shook hands. That was great and all. But they're flip flopping now with AJ. They're flip flopping.
I was waiting for Brock Lesnar to come out. Because I think Brock Lesnar should have come out for that fucking match instead of what he did. But we'll talk about that because that pissed me the fuck off. But anyway, what does Joker feel about fucking AJ versus Seth?
Well, this match was pretty good. I mean, I liked the match about them two. But the only thing I did notice one thing about AJ. AJ is kind of small next to Seth. What the hell happened? He forgot being a little taller. But otherwise, let me tell you, they went at it. Like Big Mama said, they were slow at the beginning. But then they started picking up, and then the crowd started moving with it. I mean, it was a pretty good match considering that, you know,
it was lousy, the whole pay-per-view.
That the whole Money in the Bank was lousy. At least we had one of the match that was pretty good, really.
Exactly, yep. I think it was one of the best ones, unfortunately, but that was the only one.
All right, yeah. So next we have the fucking bald racist himself, Lars Sullivan. I hate Lars Sullivan now. I think he's a fucking chode for what he did. I don't give a fuck what excuses he did. He fucking know what he did, and fuck him. He made his bed. He's going to fucking sleep with it. And also, fuck WWE for their fucking terrible punishment. Fucking sensitivity class and fining him $1,000? That's fucking a bitch. You should have suspended him. You didn't have to fire him. Just suspend him, the fucking guy. He's not even doing anything anyway, so what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, having this fucking guy beat up every fucking wrestler every fucking week, and that's getting fucking old real fast. Just like this fucking pay-per-view, he beat up the fucking Lucha House Party. What the fucking do? And he busted himself open, by the way, the fucking idiot. He headbutted one of them. And he busted
that's what I like.
Yeah,
more blood.
A lot of accidents happen in this pay-per-view. Like, going wrong, and it was a lot, many of them. Not a lot, but many of them, you know?
Yeah,
and
but that's what I said. But I did say last week, again, if you see blood, it gets good.
It's unintentional. That's the difference.
Exactly. It's not intentional. It's accidental. And when it happens like that, unfortunately, it loses its appeal. I don't know.
Listen to me, people.
You have to give it to the guy. He wrestled Mexican wrestlers. And he got them. He got all three of them. I'm telling you.
This is fucking serious. Let me tell you something right now. This guy's a fucking joke. This guy is not a fucking top star. I don't know why the fuck Vince McMahon is deciding to push him, but fuck him. His wrestling fucking sucks. He's just another Gene Snitsky wannabe. Fuck him. I'd rather have the real Gene Snitsky back.
I don't think he's gonna go far, you know. And I believe in circumstances, you know.
I have to disagree with you, because guess what? The guy is he's strong, he's ugly, and he knows what he's doing. Trust me. That guy is going to go far.
But that's not something that he, by looking ugly, like you said, and angry, there's a lot of wrestlers out there who are not like that, and they're good. They're very, very good. And this guy, he don't do it for me. There's something that I can't pinpoint what it is, but there's something.
He's garbage.
I don't know.
That's what it is. He's garbage. That's what he is. He's garbage.
No. I'm going to give you a good example. Do you remember the Animal? The Animal was ugly, strong, and he made good.
That's different. He had charisma. That's different.
But no, but
and he could wrestle. And he wrestled decently. That's different.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're right. The guy
Fuck him. Let's forget about it. Next is fucking Kevin Owens versus Kofi Kingston. It was an okay match. It was okay for a SmackDown match, not a fucking pay-per-view. But then this leads to fucking question. What the fuck does Kevin Owens do now? What does he do now? He's a heel for nothing. He turned heel He turned heel for nothing.
He's now
a directionless heel now, guys. His whole comeback has been a fucking bust.
Yeah.
They fucking ruined his comeback as a babyface. And now he's a directionless heel. Fuck WWE. Yeah. They don't know what the fuck they're doing with Owens anymore.
He's not believable. He's not believable anymore. That tough guy persona, I don't get it. It doesn't get me. Oh my God, he's so tough and scary. And you mention to me earlier that Dolph Ziggler's coming back.
He's back now, and now he's gonna get a shot at Kofi Kingston for the title. But fuck no, Dolph ain't fucking winning it. Why the fuck would Dolph win it for no reason whatsoever?
Hey, I want the way that WWE is going, you never know.
I don't like Dolph as champion.
Well, you never know. I mean, the way they're going.
I agree with you, Big Mama, and I agree with you, Christian. I mean, this Kevin Owens, he should have stayed out there. He should have not come back. He should have stayed out there eating his French fries and McDonald's burgers. This guy, he's ridiculous.
And I heard, you know what? I heard that he's the nicest guy you ever met. I heard. It's like, it's kind of sad. I mean, I like him. I like him as a wrestler, and he has character.
You called him a fat loser before the show.
Well, I did. Oh, you're right, son. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's leave it like that.
You called him a fat loser.
No, not
Well, I could say one thing. I can say one thing. If he ever gets out of the WWE, he still got a career making commercials for the Burger King.
Oh, my God. You know, on the side, Christian, I was referring to Dolph Ziggler. If he comes back, you know, I like him as a wrestler. He's not that great, but he's not that bad. But Kevin, oh, my God, this guy needs to go on a treadmill. And
yes,
even though
Big
Mama, hey, don't get me started with the weight thing. Because
he has lost weight. What are you talking about?
No, he needs a little bit more because he seems like he's out of breath now, more than ever.
No, he's not.
I see it like that. I don't like him. I'm sorry, sir, Christian. I don't like him.
You just said you did.
Well,
I mean, you could see a Coffee. He went circles around the guy. I mean,
exactly.
Coffee. This wrestler, he's amazing. He's really fast in the ring. He got good charisma. He sells it like it is.
What are you talking about?
Coffee
has
Coffee.
No charisma.
What?
What are you talking about?
He got a lot of charisma.
No, he's fucking don't. Coffee's boring.
Well, he's a pretty champion,
and you know it.
Well, he's not going to be a champion too long. I know that.
He's not a real champion. We all know that. You know
yeah.
He's not a real champion. You know this is not a real title reign. This is a fucking pity reign. You know it.
But you cannot deny that the guy knows wrestling. He's a very good wrestler.
But this was not. He didn't. This was not even supposed to be his fucking title reign. This was supposed to be Mustafa's originally. He just got lucky. That's what he did. He got lucky.
Oh well, yeah, you might be right, Christian. But I am right.
He was never gonna win a fucking title. He was just pushed to the fucking title.
Unlike Kofi's way of wrestling, I think he's very good at it. Whether he should be a champion forever, no, I don't think so. I mean,
hey, listen,
I think he does better in the
guy, I'm sorry to say this, but the guy got balls. The guy got balls.
Yeah.
For him to challenge a big guy like that, the man got balls. Okay.
Right. He challenged Brock. Right?
He challenged
Brock.
Winning. So the man he got brass balls.
Mm-hmm. He got big cojones for doing that. And I give it to him.
The only reason why I wanted Kofi to win a WrestleMania was because I wanted to see the first African American WWE champion. That's it. Other than that, now he could fucking lose it. Now he can fucking lose it and be done.
And then
you know
the next contender girl could get it.
I don't fucking care anymore.
Listen, you just sound like the guy when he's the first president, you know, the black first president. He became president. Okay, done deal. Get out of there.
He did his time. He was a good president.
Yes.
Please do not get into politics. I
hate politics.
But I tell you one thing, Coffee has balls. He has balls.
He got big cojones. That's what it's called. Big cojones.
I would like to kick those balls.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all for feeling the way you do. I mean,
well, all right. So now we have to talk about the worst part of the pay-per-view, the main event. I want you to all understand this, motherfuckers. I want you all to understand this. 7 people fucking killed themselves in this fucking match. Crazy spots. Fucking amazing thing. Even Baron Corbin did a few good spots in this fucking match. They're all
and
this.
All
they're
this
all this. Was all for fucking nothing. Because
yes.
a fucking part-time bum in Brock Lesnar comes out, who's not even an official participant, officially
exactly.
in the match, because the bell fucking rang, and he fucking wins it without doing anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. No, forget that. He did do something. He injured two cameramen and Mustafa.
Uh-huh.
You know what? He did do
wow.
something. He injured three people in one night. Congratulations, you fucking
yep.
idiot. I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you, Lesnar. I fucking hate you. You don't respect anything, you fucking bastard. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I agree with you, son. Every wrestler...
If I fucking meet you in real life, I'll fucking kick your ass. I don't give a fuck if you have USB. I'll fucking fight you.
Listen, Christian. The fact of the matter that every wrestler in that ring did his part and put up a fight, a good fight, and you know, sweated. I mean, these guys sweated their hearts out there, and this guy comes over like, la, 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 you know, all nice and smiley, and comes up to Mustafa, and he has the briefcase in his hand. For you to come up and do what you did, that's a low blow. You Brock screwed him over, and it was a low blow for me. The guy is a bully. Bully with a capital B. Bully. That's what I...
You know, that okay, you could think whatever you want, but the guy is brilliant. This guy is
no,
brilliant.
He's not
coming
fucking brilliant.
Back. Coming back. Don't do nothing. Don't even
exactly.
break a sweat. And the
match
is the money bank. What?
Yeah.
Now that you have to congratulate. I mean,
no,
that is
yeah.
awesome.
No.
Awesome.
No,
well,
fuck
you,
him.
No,
fuck
it's
the
true.
Only thing I've. Hey, I'm telling you, the only thing I say, one thing, though, I feel really bad was for Mustafa. I mean, the guy, he worked very hard in this match. And even at the end, he was bleeding out of his mouth. And,
yeah.
I mean, he was doing, like, real big, beautiful stunts from the ladder with the other wrestlers. I mean, all the wrestlers there, they gave 100%.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they
did it for us. Like they say in my country. But guess what? Sometimes the brain works better than the muscle. And guess who got it?
Brock.
He got the
yeah.
brains.
He has the brain. Well, I don't think he's that smart. I think, honestly, he's a stupid-ass man with muscles on top of muscles. And his manager that... balding guy, whatever, losing his hair. You're right. He came in, did not even put up a good fight, did not even sweat, did not even work for what he got, and here he comes and steal it away. It's just a joke. It's a joke. I was rooting for Andrade. I was rooting for him so much. But what they did
mm-hmm.
to Mustafa, that's fucked up. It's just fucked up.
Personally, I thought that Andrea was going to get it, but unfortunately he didn't. He also was a great
yeah.
wrestler in the match.
Yeah, this is the sound of me sleeping through the fucking pay-per-view because it was fucking boring.
Christian, right? I was telling you, what time is it? Christian, what time is it? Well, we have 2 hours to go. I said, hell no. Hell to the no. This is too damn boring. I can't take it no more. But we saw it from beginning to end, even the pre-show, which was disappointing. I felt bad for Daniel Bryan and until the end. So I'm with you, Christian. It was the worst. Of the pay-per-view Money in the Bank. It was the worst. It was so boring that that it's true. We took naps in between. We woke up, saw a little bit, and we went back to sleep. I mean, it's the truth.
I mean, they have to get better. They have to get better. If not, you're going to have a lot of sleepy heads out there in the wrestling world. You know?
I want this company to die.
Well, you know what?
If it continues like that, son, it will.
I'm a fan until the end for WWE because the company has been for a long, long time on air. But I would like, honestly, to view AEW and see what's going on. I'm kind of piquing my interest a little. It's just grabbing my attention a little. And I think I'm going to compare. I got to compare, you know, at the state that WWE is in now to the up-and-coming AEW. Let's see what's going to go on.
Well,
now,
the Joker says one thing. He do changes his character sometimes, and that character is the Shadow knows, and the Shadow knows this. If we go to that wrestling era, I will see it, and I will comment, because guess what? The Shadow
In the dark, light shadow.
That Shadow knows what he's talking about.
The next upcoming pay-per-view is Super Showdown. Fucking Randy Orton. A match that I was joking, but it's actually coming true because I think they are stealing my fucking ideas. WWE.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton versus Triple H.
Okay.
Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Come on, people. You know it's going to fucking happen. Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg versus Undertaker. Shane McMahon versus Roman Reigns. And more to come. But you know what? This pay-per-view is already sounding like a big pile of dog shit. Already. These matches sound like a big pile of dog shit. Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston, I've already seen a bunch of times. Goldberg versus Undertaker is going to be a sad match because they're two old fucking men fighting against each other.
I don't know how they can do it.
Randy Orton and Triple H again. A feud we've seen a bunch of fucking times. I'm not going to get fucking excited for it. Fucking Shane McMahon and Roman Reigns is going to be a big pile of dog shit in itself. And then there's fucking Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar. And the fact that I'm going to get fucking pissed is that maybe Brock Lesnar is going to fucking win again the title, and we're not going to see the title again. It's going to be fucking hostage again, like always.
That's
this movie is already looking like fucking dog shit, and I'm going to be fucking angry.
I know.
But you know what?
I know you will.
But you know what? We reached our end point of the show. I know it's sad that we have to end it early, but you know we have lives, and you know, we need to do some important shit that we need to do. And
Big Mama is hungry. Big Mama's hungry. Like eating.
Yeah. But join us next Thursday when we talk about something. It's going to be random each week, whatever the fuck we talk about. But
What's your final thought about the whole thing? But I know you're upset over it, but you know.
It's a big pile of steaming dog shit.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what was disappointing that Becky Lynch, Becky Two Belt, now is one belt, and now it's just corny the way that they're setting it up for her. You know.
Yeah.
Well, the Joker says this, Becky Two Bell now is Becky One Bell, and she cannot hold her pants. So with that, wrestler fans out there, I'm so proud to be here talking to you.
All right.
And just have a good night and sleep tight. And keep dreaming about WWE wrestlers. And
next
week,
how to fix
we're going to have more to come. And Christian,
yes. All right.
Thank you for having us in your show.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Son. It's very, we're very
welcome
proud
back.
Of you. Huh?
Yeah. You're welcome,
We're very
Mom.
Proud
You're
of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my baby. My baby. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, tune in next Thursday to hear us talk of Christian's family values. Until then, have a good night and have a good fucking weekend, motherfuckers. Good night.
Ooh, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.